Triple H Media Production.
Hello? Who's there? Please, don't hurt me.
No one's gonna hurt you, Bree. You're safe.
John? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. You're okay. Well, sort of.
I can't see. Why can't I see?
It's okay. You were beaten pretty bad. Your eyes are just swollen shut. Your sight will come back, I promise.
Oh.
Whoa, no. Don't be going around doing stuff like that. You're hurt pretty bad, Bree.
What is that?
I had to put in some stitches. 6 of them, to be exact.
Thank you. Anything else I should know?
Yeah, just a few. First of all, your mouth is pretty swollen, too. I'm sure you've already noticed that, and there's a few more deep cuts on your head and a lot of bruising throughout your body from the accident.
You looked me over?
I did.
So you undressed me and looked at me naked?
Yeah, sort of. I did undress you, but I only removed your outer clothing. I didn't remove your undergarments, if that's what you're afraid of.
Oh, God. I'm afraid to ask. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I gave you a rag bath. But look, wait, before you say something. You are covered in dirt and blood, and don't worry. I kept that modest, too. I'm not a pervert.
Too bad. That was your chance to get lucky. I couldn't fight back.
No, I would never. That would be wrong.
It's okay. You can say it. Rape.
I didn't think before. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're a good man. I trust you.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
Do I even want to know?
The glass you dropped? Yeah. I just figured it would be a matter of time before one showed up.
How did you kill it? I didn't hear a gun.
No, no. Too risky using a gun here. It would only attract more of those things. Besides, I think it's time we start to conserve our ammo some, you know? As far as what I used, it was just a baseball bat I picked up on the way.
I have so many questions.
I'm sure you do. Go ahead.
First, was that a dog I heard?
Yeah, that's Jesta. We sort of picked him up along the way, too.
Jesta? What kind of name is Jesta?
Jesta. Just a dog.
That's so stupid.
It was either that or Nada.
Nada? Do I even want to ask?
Not a cat.
I give up. Just knock me back out. Well, it did sound like a big dog.
Actually, you're right. He's a German Shepherd. He's actually a good dog. Like now, you know, he's really taken to zombie flesh. He tends to clean up what I kill around here.
That's so nasty.
But handy. Come on. He's also a great early alert system. You'll learn to like him. You'll see.
Okay. How in the hell did you find my place? How did we get here?
Well, first, we took the asshole mobster's car here.
Are you crazy? You can't just leave that car parked out there.
Will you relax? I parked it a few blocks over. And second, I found your hideout because you were in and out of consciousness enough to help me find my way here. I got you up here, laid you down on the bed, and I ditched the car after I got you comfortable. And that's when I found Jesta. He actually saved my life. He followed me back here and tackled a zombie I didn't even see coming for me. And he's just never left.
I suppose all that can happen. How many hours was I out anyway?
Hours?
You mean it was like for days?
Including today? 9 days.
9 days? How the hell was I out for 9 days?
It's okay. It's okay. Your body went through a lot. It needs to heal.
I don't feel like I'm healed.
I'm sure. But in those 9 days, I kept you cleaned. I was a gentleman, I swear.
I believe you. I do.
Good. I got you soup and water to keep you fed and hydrated. I kept your wounds clean.
I want to see.
What?
Me. I want to see me. I want to see the damage.
First of all, not a good idea. Second of all, your eyes are still swollen shut.
I can see some now, a little bit. Please, get me my mirror.
I really don't think...
John, I'm not asking.
Here. Just know you're still in bad shape.
Will any of it scar?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But if I had to give an answer, I don't think so.
Then I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I was never that pretty anyways. This is when you're supposed to disagree and give a great pep talk speech, you dumbass.
When you actually say something I disagree with, I might actually do that.
You asshole. Oh.
Careful! I told you, you're still in bad shape. Just lay back and, God, get some more rest.
That's probably not a bad idea.
There. You're comfy?
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, I have another question. The bodies?
What, the mob squad? I left their asses there. They don't deserve the proper burial. Besides, it could be a good warning for others coming through.
How can anyone take a few bodies as a warning?
You don't remember, do you?
Remember what?
How you shot, more like where you shot him.
No, I don't. Should I?
Well, you know, you shoot a man in his nuts.
Oh, I shot him in his what?
Shot off is more like it.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Karma can be a wonderful thing sometimes.
Yeah, I would say so. Oh, where did you find a treadmill?
What?
I thought I heard you running on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. You already had it here. It was sitting on the steps.
I never thought about using it that way before.
How else will you use it?
Well, in my case, it's a security option.
I don't follow.
Haven't you wondered why I only set it up on the second floor?
It did cross my mind.
The treadmill is manual, meaning it doesn't need electricity.
Yeah, I've figured that part out. That's why I like it.
But it's also a great way to keep the zombies on the first floor. As you can see, the treadmills are set up on the top of the steps. That way, when they try to climb up, the treadmills move backwards on their own momentum, keeping the dumbasses from actually climbing.
That's freaking genius.
Yep, I know.
Now, go get some rest. Here in the next few days, we need to go make a road trip. We need to go restock on ammo and guns.
How?
You trust me with your secret here, so I'm going to trust you with mine. But go get some rest. When you get up, we need to talk about a few things. Okay?
Okay. I see you found my junk table.
Ah, good morning. And yes, I have. You don't mind if I play with some of this, do you?
I don't mind. Like I said, it's all junk.
Most of it, yeah, but there are a few things here that pique my interest.
It's all yours. So, are you like an electric guru or something?
Not hardly, trust me. I break more things than I fix. Damn it. See?
Mr. Fix-It, you are not. Maybe there is one thing you can fix for me.
I'll give it a shot. What's that?
My breakfast.
Oh, really? So what? I'm your wife now?
Oh, but John, I'm hurt and wounded. I need help with everything in my fragile state.
You're really going to milk this for all it's worth, aren't you?
Oh, John. Whatever do you mean?
Oh my God, you are so pathetic. Besides, look over by the camping stove. It's already made.
Aw, John, you're so sweet.
Whatever, and don't thick me yet. I'm just testing the poison, see how long it takes.
I'll take my chances. Wouldn't be the first time I've escaped death. This is actually not too bad. What is it?
Your better off not knowing.
I've eaten some bad things since all this started. Trust me. I can take it. These eggs. What are they?
Honestly? Duck eggs.
See? Not bad. I can handle that. And this meat?
Yeah. That's the part you don't want to know.
I can handle it. Tell me.
Alright. I warned you, but I'll give you a hint. What's cute, furry, and domesticated?
You killed Justa?
What? No. Oh, God, no.
Then what exactly am I eating?
One more hint. Meow.
I think I'm full.
Told you. But they just make it so easy. They just walk up to you.
You can stop. I have heard enough.
But you said you could...
I know what I said. Let's just change the subject. Last night, you said we needed to talk.
Yes, I did.
About?
Us.
If you're about to propose...
You can never shut it off, can you?
Nope.
No, I just want to talk about us and where we're going. Our plans, well, my plan.
Well, part of my plan has already been taken care of. Getting rid of my little fan club.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that problem's taken care of, but what's the plan now?
I only had one other plan.
And what's that?
I'm trying to find someone important to me.
Husband?
God, no.
Boyfriend? Girlfriend?
No, and not a bad idea, but no.
Then who are you looking for?
I would rather not say.
All right, I get it. We all have our secrets. It would make it a lot easier if I knew what you were working for.
I'll know it when I see it. But what about you? Who are you looking for?
I didn't say I was looking for...
John?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I do. Come on.
What the hell? That is a hell of a battle.
Yeah. And it's not far. We need to go check it out.
Are you crazy? Do you not hear what's going on out there? If anything, we need to get farther away.
No! We need to go.
No. You'll get us both killed.
Fine. Then I'll go along.
Like hell you will. I didn't save your life just so you can go run towards death. You need to think about this and think about it hard.
He could be over there. He could be over there fighting for his life.
Who? Bree? Who?
My father, okay? I'm looking for my father.
And he's a soldier?
Yeah. Something like that. John? John?
Bree? Get the guns. We need to hurry.
Wait here. I'll go get them.
So close. I am so damn close now, Staff Sergeant. Your ass will pay for what you did.
Bree, sounds like they're just ahead. Come on.
There. There they are. Come on.
Bree, wait! We have to make a plan! Bree! Damn it!
Whoa. Holy shit, they got a chopper?
Damn, they're tearing those things up!
Oh God, Bree!
Oh God, I'm okay. He missed, but that was damn close.
We need to leave, now!
No!
Don't be stupid, we got to go!
I said no, I am so close!
Yes, we're close. What we are both looking for is just a few hundred feet away. But think about it. If we walk into that camp right now, this fresh after battle, we're both good as dead.
But he could be right there.
I know. But we need to plan this out. Now come on.
Oh, fine.
Come on. I'll help you up.
Don't touch me. I don't need your damn help.
Free. Bree! Come on, Bree!
Just stop talking!
Bree, come on, talk to me. Bree!
Fine, John. Let's talk. You have no idea what you cost me.
You were going to get yourself killed.
Then I die. That was the closest I've ever been to seeing my father again. You cost me that chance. You!
You don't even know if he was in the camp.
But he could have been.
That's not the only military camp. Bree! He could be in any of them.
I guess we'll never know now, will we? You cost me everything.
Wow. You think you're the only one suffering here?
Yes, I do. That was my father.
Yeah, and the man who killed my wife. The man who killed my best friend. His ass is out there, too.
What?
You heard me. A soldier shot my wife and my best friend. And I've been tracking him ever since. So yeah, I'm sorry you don't get to see Daddy at the moment. But I'll never get a chance to see my wife and friend ever again.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, you didn't, because it's always about you. You're the one that has it tough. You're the one in pain. Your attention and your needs always come first. It's never about me. Always you!
You don't mean that.
I think I do. I need to be alone. I need to think.
Hey, cowboy? I didn't know you smoked.
I don't.
Put that out before you kill yourself. Where do you even find those things?
I found them on the dead guy over there. I think he died from smoking.
Look. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. You're right. I cost you the one chance you had to possibly find your dad. And for that, I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. But you were right. I can't just be rushing into places. I let my wants get in the way of my common sense.
We'll find your dad. I promise.
And you'll get your revenge. But let's get back inside and finish this in there. It's not safe out here.
Yeah. Let's go.
So, what's your story, cowboy? Why are you hunting that soldier?
Like I said, he killed my wife, and he killed my best friend. Son of a bitch even tried to kill me. Well, he shot at me.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, it is. And he will pay for what he did.
And he will. I'm really sorry for your loss.
Yeah, well, we've all lost somebody in this mess. I mean, you. Your dad.
That's different. He's not dead. Hell, he's not even lost. John.
The radio! Hello? 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 Can you hear me?
Do you think there's someone there?
I don't know.
Well, keep trying.
If you can hear me, please answer me. Hello?
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week. If any of you survive long enough.